सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः।
सो नारद जी स्टार्ट विद अथातो भक्तिं व्याख्यास्यामः। वी शैल एक्सपाउंड भक्ति, व्हाट इज डिवोशन। एंड सूत्र नंबर टू, इट सेज सा तो अस्मिन् परम प्रेम रूपा। सा मीन्स दैट भक्ति, दैट डिवोशन। हाउ इज दैट परम प्रेम रूपा? व्हाट इज प्रेम? द लव, नॉर्मली वी अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज लव। Normally it is said, Mahatma says, when the love is for the lower things, beings, then it is called asakti. Always people say, I have fallen in love, fallen in love with this girl, or the girl says, I have fallen in love with this boy, fallen. But if it is the same love, it's not the different love, the same love when it is toward higher means? Toward country, toward guru, toward God, we call it bhakti, bhagavat bhakti, guru bhakti, matra bhakta, pitra bhakta, desh bhakta, we say this way. Gurudev says, an ordinary man's heart also knows love for the beings and things outside, and thus in our everyday language we often use the word love. Narad wants to make a distinction between this ordinary love and the pure devotion divine. And hence he employs the term indeed too. In this lower love, the lover expects a return. That is lower love. If you are expecting a return, it's a lower love. Devotion, according to the author of this sutra, is the exclusive love for God. Param prema rupa. What is param? Two conditions we have seen. Unexcelled, that nothing can be better love than that. Unexcelled. And second was unconditional. But in our outside world, it is always conditional. Since it is unconditional, it is amrit sarupa. What is the nature? Amrit. Because Lord is immortal. When you become one with the Lord, you also become immortal. Other than Lord, everything is mortal. So all other loves are mrit sarupa. But the love with the Lord is amrit sarupa. So yat labdha, having gained, sutra number 4, having gained puman siddho bhakti, a person becomes siddha, accomplished, he becomes perfect, he becomes complete, he becomes fulfilled. How are we now? We are incomplete. We are incomplete. Siddho bhavati, amrito bhavati, he becomes immortal, because the nature of the Lord is immortal. So he also, when he becomes one with the Lord, he becomes also immortal. Tripto bhavati, having gained, he becomes tripta. Nothing more is required. Fully satisfied. Fully satisfied. Now here, what has become? Bhakti, bhakta, and bhagwan, all three has become immortal. What is this tripti? Tripta. So tripti is further explained in next sutra.
यत् प्राप्य
न
किञ्चिद् वाञ्छति न किंचित वांछति
न शोचति
न शोचति
न द्वेष्टि
न द्वेष्टि
न रमते
न रमते
नोत्साही भवति
नोत्साही भवति
यत् प्राप्य न किंचित वांछति न शोचति न द्वेष्टि न रमते नोत्साही भवति
यत् प्राप्य having attained न किंचित वांछति ही डिजायर्स नथिंग डज नॉट डिजायर एनीथिंग कुछ नहीं चाहिए और कथम न वांछति किंचित नथिंग नॉट इवन 0.001% कुछ नहीं चाहिए न वांछति न सोचति डज नॉट ग्रीव ऑल्सो फॉर एनीथिंग न सोचति न द्वेष्टि डज नॉट हेट देर इज नो डिसलाइक I don't like this thing, this food, this person, this being. No hatred. Na ramate does not revel in anything of the world, any joy, any place, nothing. No reveling outside. Na ramate na utsahi bhavati does not become enthusiastic about anything. No enthusiasm. Do you want such type of bhakti? No. Sri Ramji says, no. I don't want such a bhakti where there is no nothing, there is no desire, no grief, no dvesh, no reveling in the objects of the world, and no usaha, no entho. So these are all sutra. So one Mahatma said, instead of such a long sutra, he should have said, yat prapya sila bhavati. Sila means stone. Stone has got no desire, na kanchati, na dveshti, no dvesh with anybody, and na ramate, not reveling anything of the world, na utsahi, there is no utsaha, na sochati also, no grief. So they should have told that only. Why Naraji has taken so many words to explain bhakti? Yat prapya. You see, in earlier class we discussed when the heart is full, the stomach is full. We saw an example of a party in which we found that the host is full in heart, and when somebody is inviting, okay, you also come and then say, no, I am full. We know fullness of stomach, but we don't know fullness of? We don't know fullness of heart. So when a person is hungry, what he will do? He will think about food, and food only. So suppose, according to his taste, he gets food. What will happen? Utsahi bhavati. Oh, Chinese food today? After a long time of getting it. Utsahi bhavati. And not only that, he becomes so enthusiastic that he forgets to chant Brahmarpanam also. Stop. No Brahmarpanam. Utsahi bhavati. Ramate, ask him, how was the food? Reveling in that. Oh, never. In my life, I've never tasted like this, you know. I'm still feeling that taste in mouth. Ramate. Dveshti. But instead of this chow mein, if you give him, I will not say idli. If you give him sabji of karela, dvesha, chi, 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 chi. And many Mahatma, they don't like bangan, you know. Eggplant. Dveshti, sochati, but when the stomach is empty, you are always thinking about food. When the stomach is full, na ramate, you don't think. You think about the food. Na kinchit vanchati, when the stomach is full at that time, if I tell him, oh, this is, you take some more chow. Stomach is full. Na vanchati. No. So this we understand, is not so? This part, when the stomach is empty, then we understand this thing. But this is all related to inert thing. Now here the situation is altogether different. The person is full in heart. We saw the example of the person who is full in stomach. Now this full in heart person also, he doesn't like anything. Na vanchati, na sochati, na ramati, etc. But how do we live in this world? We all have got raga and dvesha. Raga and dvesha means likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes means vasanas, tendencies. We all have. Suppose if you get your food according to your choice, you will be happy. And if you get a food which you don't like, what will happen? Dvesh, dukkh. So according to raga, prapti, sukh. See how the relation is there. According to my like, if I get yat prapta, the sutra start with yat prapta, then sukh. Otherwise, if you get which you don't like, it will give you dukkh only. So when heart is full, there is no desire of outside things. Whether the things are present or not present doesn't matter at all. When the heart is full, I'm not talking about when the stomach is full. When the heart is full, the outside object, whether they are present or not present, he will say, na kinchit vanchati, na sochati, na dveshti, na ramate, na sahi bhavati. Nothing. But it was in the sutra number 4, it was stated, yad labdha. Here it is said, yad prapya. In three sutra, Naraji is using three words. In sutra number 4, he used the word yalabdha. Yalabdha. And second one, yat prapya. So yalabdha siddho bhavati. You become accomplished. You become complete. And tripto bhavati. You become tripta. But agyani. Agyani never becomes siddha, never becomes tripta. Agyani, this is our experience. Siddha means accomplished, complete. We never feel completeness in us. Agyani never feels siddha, never feels tripta. Never satisfied fully. Not fulfilled, tripta. What is the situation of a jnani? He wants more, more, more. See your life, see your experience when you started. After that, many times at bank balance, when we came here, we had only $1 or $100 in pocket. After that, we thought, oh, $100,000 multiplied by 70 lakhs, lot of money. When we reach that level, more, 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 more. And this more, 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 we call it bhavasagar. This more, more continues till he is no more. Mar jayega. Magar that more, more, more never ends. Bhavasagar being, 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 it never ends. And he again born. Why? More, 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 more. Because the vasana is there. Are you getting it? What is our situation? We'll continue to fulfill our desire more, 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 more till we die. And desire will not be fulfilled. We have to take another birth. Again, same process starts. But after getting this param prema rupa bhakti, bhakta gets tripti. Tripti means fulfillment. I am fulfilled. Nothing more is required. Contented. Even to such person, if Bhagwan wants to give anything, bhakta will say, I don't need anything. कुछ नहीं चाहिए, आई एम तृप्त. सेम थिंग इज सेड इन भगवद गीता अबाउट द भक्त. इन चैप्टर 12 ऑफ भगवद गीता इसे यो न हिर्ष्यति न द्वेष्टि न सोचति न कांचति शुभाशुभ परित्यागी भक्त मान्य से मे प्रिय. दैट भक्त इज प्रिय टू मी, दैट डिवोटी इज डियर टू मी. हु यो न हिर्ष्यति गेटिंग थिंग विच ही लाइक्स, ही डज नॉट रिजॉइस. न हिर्ष्यति न द्वेष्टि, इफ यू गेट ए थिंग ऑफ योर डिसलाइक, नो द्वेष, नो हेट्रेड. न सोचती, डज नॉट ग्रीव. न कांक्षती, डज नॉट डिजायर. शुभाशुभ परित्यागी, रिनाउंसर्स ऑफ ऑल गुड एंड इविल. परित्यागी भक्ति मान्य समय प्रिय. सच ए डिवोटी हु इज फुल ऑफ सो मच ऑफ डिवोशन इज वेरी डियर टू मी. हु इज सेइंग? लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज सेइंग दिस डिवोट इज डियर टू मी. दिस इज द स्टेट ऑफ कंप्लीटनेस. दिस इज state of completeness. Sutra number 5 we have seen. Yat prapya na kinchit vanchati. Na kinchit vanchati means he does not desire any karmaphal. No mukti, no swarga, nothing, no artha. He will not desire anything. Similarly, the same thing Bharatji said. Artha na kaam na gati na janam 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 rati rampad dehu hi vardhan. Bharatji saying that you give me this vardhan. What vardhan? I don't want any earth, any wealth, no desire, na kaam, na gati. Gati means there is no goal, no moksha, na nidhanam, any treasure, etc. Janam janam rati ram pad dehu hi vardhan. Janam janam. Let me take birth after birth after birth, because bhakta never want to die. He does not want to become one with the Lord. He wants to serve Lord birth after birth. Ek ke baad ek janm I will take and I will serve Lord. So na ramte means it is fully contented. Open your book, page number 16. When an individual gains the supreme joy of full devotion to the Lord, he comes to live in a sense of utter fulfillment and he has therefore no more any desire for the things of the world. It will happen automatically. No more desire for anything of the world. He has thereby come to live and experience a new order of existence. And to him the objects, emotions and thoughts which constitute the only fields of relaxation and entertainment for us are of no avail. A great master of devotion has exclaimed, how can there be any attraction for the foul-smelling ditch water of the sensuality to one who is swimming in the ocean of Hari Bhakti? Similar example we saw in Vivek Chudamani also, in Vairagya, beautiful queen, seeing a beautiful body of a dead queen, nobody will go and run to embrace it. That much of Vairagya. What is grief? Gurudev writes, grief is the feeling that comes in the human mind when the already acquired objects of one's attachment perish or decay in its possession. Since to a true devotee there is no attachment for anything of the world around, only there is no attachment. That does not mean that he does not have anything. He has. But there is no attachment in the world around, and his entire attachment is only for the imperishable truth. In the midst of ever dying, ever perishing world of being and object, the lover's heart knows no grief. So there is no grief. And we have scientifically also many times we have proved on our BMI chart, what is giving me grief is the anatma. Not all anatma. Wherever we are attached to anatma, that object, that being, that person gives us grief. If we detach and attach to Lord, what will happen? There will be no sorrow. And attachment to the Lord means you will get anand and anand only. So Gopi's mind we find. Where is the Gopi's mind? Gopi's mind is always with the Lord. They are in Vrindavan, but their mind is not there. They are doing their rituals or whatever is to be done, household work they are doing. But mind is always absorbed in the Lord. Sutra 6.
Yad gyatva.
Yad gyatva.
Matto bhavati.
Matto bhavati.
Stabdho bhavati.
Stabdho bhavati.
Atmaramo bhavati.
Atmaramo bhavati.
Yad gyatva matto bhavati, stabdho bhavati, atmaramo bhavati.
Yad gyatva. So in the first fourth mantra we found yal labdha. Then in fifth mantra Naraji used yat prapya. Now Naraji saying yat gyatva. All related to bhakti only. Matto bhavati, he becomes intoxicated in the divine love. Intoxicate. We know the intoxication of power, position, or drugs, or wine. We know this thing. It's temporary. But this person, matto bhavati, intoxicated with the divine love. What is this intoxication? He is in samadhi. He is in samadhi always. Now he has yat gyatva. Yat gyatva means known, realized. Acha. So what happens then? Stabdha bhavati. Stabdha means stillness of mind. In samadhi what happens? Is there a mind there? No, no mind. Stabdha, still. Yat gyatva, when he knows that, gets realized, becomes one with the Lord. There are no more idam vritti and aham vritti. What is there? Only the chetan is there. Only chetan is there. So mind is still. So sometimes we experience this mind, still mind also. Our mind becomes still in the deep sleep also. But when you come out from the deep sleep for few seconds, your mind is dull at that time. You don't know where am I. Then first of all, aham vritti will come. Then you are aware of the idam vritti. So slowly, slowly, the world will also come. We are not talking about that stillness of mind. We are talking of the stillness of mind where your mind is in samadhi. Atmaramo bhavati. Atmaramo bhavati means reveling in self. You see, reveling in self is also bhakti. We also studied this thing in our Vivek Churamani. When we are studying Vedanta and reveling in Vedanta, reveling in Atman, we are trying to search Atman, that also is bhakti. Because it is related to Lord only, Supreme only. That also is bhakti. So there he has become one with the Lord. Reveling in Atma is reveling in Prema Bhakti, is one and same. So when a jnani revels in Atma or a bhakta revels in Param Prema Bhakti, it is one and same. Atma Ramo Bhavati. In Gita it is said, Atmarti, Atma Santushti, Atmartiti, Tasya Karya Na Vidyate. There is a duty for everybody. But one who is realized, who is reveling in self, who is tripta, who is santushta, contented, for him there is no duty in this world. So for jnani, there is no kartavya karma, there is no duty. And such person, just by listening of the name of the Lord, he will go into samadhi. Yes, he will go. And the classic example, we have got Thakur Ramakrishna. He will be talking with you and all of a sudden he will say, it's gone. Somebody has said up something about Mother Kali. The moment he heard the name of Mother Kali, Samadhi. That is the state there. So now we have seen there are three words which is used here, Yat Labdha, Yat Prapya, Yat Gyatva. Should we go a little bit deep? Yal Labdha means when the devotion is a little bit advanced and you see the glimpse of the Lord and the gone. Yal Labdha. Then what will happen? Yal Labdha, Puman Bhavati, Amrito Bhavati, Tripto Bhavati. You just got a glimpse of the Lord. Your devotion has matured a little bit. Tulsi as the sage, Jaki Kripa Lavales, the Tulsi Das Payo Param Brisham, Jaki Kripa Lavales, only little bit. I got Param Brisham. I got Supreme Peace. So by glimpse only you get this thing. Yat Prapya means part. So Yal Labdha we saw, glimpse. Yat Prapya means abidance in that. When bhakti becomes more deep, more clear, and abiding in that will give you what? Na kinchit vanchati, na sochati, na dveshti, na ramati, na sahavati. Step further. In first you got the glimpse. In second, Yat Prapya, you are abiding in that. And what is the third? Yat Gyatva. Yat Gyatva means is the final stage. Oneness. Oneness. So it is the final stage. Realization of oneness, your vision becomes what? Sarva Bhutastha Atmanam, Sarva Bhutani Cha Atmani. Then on realization, you see all beings have got the same Atman. And all beings are in me. Because this Atman is substratum of the whole world. So all beings are in me. And he sees his own Atma in all beings. That is the state of realization. So having realized, what happens? Matto bhavati, stabdho bhavati, atma ravato bhavati. Matto intoxicated. Always in samadhi. Why is samadhi always? With open eye also he is seeing Brahman everywhere. Matto bhavati. Atma ravatu. Continuously reveling in that Atman only. Everywhere the Atman is only there. Stabdho bhavati. Stabdha. Mind is still. And Lord says, to such bhakta, tasyaham na pranasyami, sacham mena pranasyati. Here pranasyami or pranasyati means, he is not far away from me. And I am not far away from him. They both have become one only. So sutra number 1 to 6, they talk about the devotion, param bhakti, para bhakti, and who is the devotee, supreme devotee. Now the various aspects of the bhakti is described in sutra number 7 to 14. 7 to 14 is the various aspect of them. In Bhaja Govindam, we have seen the Bhaja has got the three meanings. To love, to serve, to worship. We are not going in detail. To love, to serve, and to worship. So the love for God should have three things. Number one, love. Number two, utmost reverence. And number three, complete faith and trust. If these three factors are there, we call it bhakti. When love toward Lord has got three things, love, utmost reverence, and third, trust and belief, we call it bhakti. If any of these factors is not present in our worldly love, then that love will not remain for a long time. It will be strained. You will not have a feeling at all of, no emotions of love will come. If any one factor out of these three is not there, then that love will not be complete. So what is param prem? Two condition, unexcelled and unconditional. Now we are seeing in the next sutra, what is this param prem? Param prem. But you all read whatever commentary Gurudev has written, please read that also.
Sanakamayamana
Nirodharupatvat
Sanakamayamana Nirodharupatvat.
Sa means that param prem, the second sutra. What was the second sutra? Sa tu asmin param prema rupa. Param prema rupa, asmin, in God. Asmin here represents God. No specific name is mentioned of any devta. Param prema rupa. Now that is described, that param prema rupa bhakti. It is not the practicing stage, it is the mature stage of bhakti. Para bhakti, we are going to talk about that. Na kamaya mana, not desiring anything, nothing required. Why? Nirodha rupatvat means renunciation, sannyas, tyag, nirodha rupatvat. See, in bhakti also sannyas is coming. But don't get frightened. The moment we talk about sannyas, people get frightened. In Gyan Yoga, we openly talk about sannyas. But here also, Naraji will further explain it, what is this sannyas. You see, unless you leave OAT, you cannot come here. If you are in satsang, that means you have renounced tyag of world at least for 1 hour. So sannyas is intrinsic there also. So Narsingh Bhagwan, when he was very pleased with Prahlad, he asked for some boon. You have any desire? He said, no. But Lord persisted. Oh, then phir bhi mango, kuch mango. So Prahlad said, I don't have any desire, but in case any desire arise, you put a lid on that. Please do that. Bhagwan said, okay. So when a desire will arrive, we don't know. Even a bhakta like Prahlad, he say, I've got no desire. But still, in case any desire arrives, at that time, you put a lid on that. So that it does not express. So some say, sannyas is very difficult, but bhakti is good. Here it is said, it is without kamana. Bhakti, Satu, sa na kamayamana, that bhakti is without desire. And it is sannyas rup. You have to do some tyag, renunciation also. So sannyas is common factor in bhakti, gyan and karma yoga. Now you understand this. In karma yoga, what we are doing? There is a sannyas of ego. I am not doing it for my own satisfaction of my own ego. I am doing it for the happiness of Lord. Are you getting it, karma yoga? In the fall also, I don't desire a specific fruit of action. Whatever Lord gives me, prasad buddhi. Is it not sannyas in karma yoga? Renunciation of ego, renunciation of fruit of action. Sannyas is there. In gyan, we always talk about viveka vairagya. In chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Sarva Karma Sannyas. Then after that, you come to Sravan Manan Nidityasan. After Pravritti Mark, come to Nibritti Mark. In Bhakti also, Naraji is saying, kya karna hai? What is there? Sannyas. Acha. So we all want vision of Bhagwan, is not so? We all want to meet Bhagwan. But we also want the joys of the world also. Dono hai. You all are sitting only by my bhakti should be para bhakti so that I can see yad labdha. One glimpse. Bhagwan says, I will never turn you away, but I will go by your preference list. What is your preference list? Two things. I want to meet Bhagwan and I want worldly objects. Preference batao pehle kya chahiye? So now you all know what is your preference when you go to the temple. What do you ask? Do you ask for Bhagwan ki hum mere ko bhakti do? Never. So Bhagwan says, whatever you ask, I give you. But when Bhakt wants only Bhagwan and Bhagwan only, Lord comes running. And Thakur Ramakrishna used to tell this example beautifully by giving a householder example. When the child, a baby, is playing with the toys, mother is doing all this household work, giving no attention. Baby is happy with the peas and toys. Kill. Mother is doing that. The moment she starts crying, baby cries. Mother leaves everything and comes at a time. Is it not so? So we all are playing with the toys of the world. Our Mata Pita Lord is happy. Let them play. Their preference is this. When we become sorrowful, dukhi, we start crying, Bhagwan, 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 they will come running. Batao kya hoga? Kya chahiye? In Kathopanishad, it is also says, Varastu me varaniyasaiva. We have to set our preference. I want Lord. Nachiketa said, I want Atmagyan. That's all. Khatam. I have decided. So, Yamaraj gave him the knowledge of self. Na kamamayana nirodha rupata. This is, there is no kamana in parabhakti. Parabhakti is of the nature of sannyas. Why it is said parabhakti is nature of the sannyas? You see, in the deep sleep also, if there is a one thought, then you are not sleeping. You are not sleeping. Or, if you want a mastery of one subject, I want to have master of one subject in a computer, so you have to put in undivided all your mind in one subject. Is it not so? And do you think parabhakti you can have with a divided mind? Even if there is one kamana, that is not 100% mind toward the Lord. Are you understanding? What is parabhakti? Undivided attention, 100% of mind is required there. Even in the research and all that, you'll find the great scientists. पता ही नहीं क्या दिन हुआ कब रात हुआ क्या हुआ दे आर डूइंग रिसर्चिंग खाना पीना दाढ़ी ड्रेस एंड एवरीथिंग दे फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग बट दे आर डूइंग देयर रिसर्च अनडिवाइडेड अटेंशन टू गेट द फाइनल रिजल्ट हियर आल्सो इन भक्ति इट इज रिक्वायर्ड इन सुभाषित रिसेज विद्यार्थी चेत सुखम त्यजेत इफ यू आर ए विद्यार्थी इफ यू आर ए स्टूडेंट देन यू शुड फॉरगेट अबाउट द सुख Or sukharti chet tyajet vidyan. If you are sukharti, if you want only joy, 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 in that case you should not study. Because studying is also tapas. So why our relations get strained? Because love for the material consideration, it is not 100%. Therefore it gets strained. So bhakti requires also sannya. Open page number 24-25. Love is its own fulfillment. To a devotee there is no desire, not even the desire for his own liberation. He doesn't want mukti also. Love justifies itself. His only desire is for the love of his heart's beloved, the Lord. The love is reward in itself. To love the Lord for the fulfillment of a desire is not a true love. So when we go to the temple, is it a true love? I am not saying. Gurudev is saying. To love the Lord for the fulfillment of a desire is not true love. It is a desire prompted devotion, kamana bhakti. Such commercialism in religion cannot bring about any sense of fulfillment to the seeker's bosom. This will not give you tripti. A true devotee never comes to demand anything from the Lord except more and more love for him, and that this love in his heart should ever remain steady and grow in its dimension. In Sundarkand, we will find this thing. When Hanumanji comes back from Lanka after accomplishing his job, then Lord says, kuch mango. Mango. Then he says, Nath bhagati ati sukhdayini dehu kripakar anpaini. He says, bhakti is very sukhdayi. Oh Nath, give me that bhakti only. What type of bhakti? Anpaini. Have you heard the word paini word? Matra sparse stu kaunteya sitosna sukh dukkada agama paino. Paino means? They will go away. Hanumanji is asking for a bhakti, anpaini, which will never go away. It will never go away. Hanumanji is standing in front of Ram, is asking bhakti. Suppose, if you get a chance that Bhagwan comes and asks you, kya chahiye? What will you ask? Bolo, kya chahiye? Bhagwan is standing. Kya chahiye? Tell me. Will you lie? Ask him, give me Suddha Bhakti. Give me pure devotion. No. Thakur Ramakrishna used to explain this. A doctor was there. He said, suppose one day my Lord comes in front of you, what will you ask? He said, no, I will ask for another dispensary. I have got a dispensary there. I want. Bolo, you should ask a dispensary. He can give you the whole world. And there he writes in the Gospel of Thakur Ramakrishna that you should ask for the pure bhakti, parabhakti. And he gives it to very few rare persons. And in Sundarkand, in the next life, eva mastu, Ramji says, let that be. You have asked parabhakti, I am giving you. In that parabhakti, Lord becomes servant, you know. Lord becomes servant of the devotee. In short, desire departs from the heart in which devotion has entered. The very essence of devotion lies in the spirit of renunciation of all other infatuation and seeking. To a lover, there is nothing more sacred than the beloved. All his urges and demands in life are to acquire, possess, and enjoy his beloved. The individuality in such a devotee who has turned totally toward the Lord comes to turn away more and more from the usual anxieties and efforts in earning, procuring, enjoying material objects of the world, cheap emotions and disturbing thoughts. He renounces them all in the name of the Lord, who alone is the one coveted possession for him to seek. A lover can express his love only in the language of his ready sacrifices. Everywhere we find that all lovers are always ready to make sacrifices, each for the sake of the other. In fact, the spirit of happy renunciation is the very heart of love. What exactly then is the nature of renunciation in a devotee? This thus is being described in the following two sutras. What is sannyas? Now you also want to know what is sannyas. What all I have to leave for that bhakti. We'll see in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hi. हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम